Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your home of America's team. When's the last time we had this guy on, fellow Tennessee volunteer?
Super Bowl, I think. Let's see. Probably 4 or 5 years ago? Minnesota Super Bowl, maybe?
The future Hall of Famer, recently named High School Coach of the Year, Jason Witten, on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, man. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? It's been a while.
It has been a while. We heard from Babe Laufenberg not to text you because you're a horrible texter. Is that true? Can you explain?
Man, Babe's putting my business out there, but he's 100% accurate. I didn't get back to him in the proper amount of time. So I think he's letting the whole world know that I didn't get back to him.
Okay, do you get back quickly? Like, we all have, you know, my phone only rings for the wife. Not even for the parents. I have it on silent. You get back immediately to the wife and the kids, or are they even on the delay?
Sometimes they're on the delay, but, you know, honestly, I probably get back to them a little bit quicker than everybody else.
I'm working
through it. You know, we all got strengths and weaknesses, and that's one of my weaknesses.
Wow, you played for Jason Garrett, didn't you, with that answer? We all have strengths and weaknesses. So.
That's exactly right.
I wanted to know which coaches you channeled or took stuff from. Who did you find yourself barring the most from when you had this great year coaching this high school team? You were like, dang it, that's Parcells. I'm turning into Garrett. Who are you most like?
I feel like there's a lot of, when you're building a program, there's a lot of Parcells you can pull from. You know, I just think, I don't know that I was as tough as he was. Certainly didn't have the language that he had with me during that process. But there was a lot of one-liners that I felt like I heard myself saying that I grew up hearing over and over and over again. So, you know, you just try to implement a little bit of all those guys. You know, you try to take the good from all your coaches and a little bit of your experience as a player. There's a lot of things that, you know, frustrates you about certain coaches, and you say, you know what, I'm never going to do that when I coach. Every once in a while, you find yourself there, and you got to remind it, man, I always said I wouldn't do that. Come on now. Get back on track.
Have you had to deal with the unruly parents whose kid thinks they need more playing time yet?
Oh, yeah. I think every high school football coach will say that, you know. But I think I'm a little bit still in the honeymoon phase, you know, of, man, this guy's a – play for the Cowboys, and now he's going to coach our kids. How cool is that? But I think I'm coming out of that honeymoon phase. And I think, you know, with all those families in high school, you hear coaches say it all the time. I mean, I think it comes with the gig sometimes. But my parents have been pretty good, I got to admit. They've been they kind of let us do our things as coaches. Certainly helps when you win a few games, too.
10-2 record, Liberty Christian Warriors. I know you're never going to say, like, you're out scheming everybody, but I was just thinking, like, Do you feel like you have an X's and O's advantage, or like the football knowledge out there at this level of coaching has it surprised you? Is everyone pretty much even, or are you like X's and O's wizard out there drawing stuff up on the whiteboard?
No, listen, it's Texas high school football. I mean, these guys are really good football coaches. And, you know, I think it's a little bit different because sometimes, you know, at college and NFL, you can predict what teams are going to do in certain situations. In high school, sometimes, like, what is that? I've never seen that before. What do we even call that coverage? You know, and so it challenges in that way. Of course, you got the whiteboard out there. You know, our kids, mm-hmm. They kind of laugh about it, but we draw them up in the dirt usually every game or probably every quarter, you feel like you try to see what they're doing and adjust, right? I mean, it's a game of adjustments. And, you know, coaching high school football, I want to, you know, certainly impact these kids and use the game of football to positively impact them, make them better young men. But I also think you want to help them. And so as a coach, you want to give them some scheme stuff and improvise a little bit on the run. And so those kids have been pretty good. And, you know, when it works out, you love it. You take all the credit. And when it doesn't, you blame it on the assistant coach. I've learned that a long time.
Were there any kids or parents who did not know who you were?
No, I think they all knew. Okay. I think they all knew.
Okay.
Hard not to.
Just making sure. Jason Witten, presenting sponsor of the Army-Navy game. He and Brian Dawkins are putting the rivalry aside for this fantastic game that is coming up, which we'll get to in a second, Chop.
Jason, do you see yourself, so like as your coaching style, you know, like we always hear like, yo, college coaches coach differently than the pro coaches. Is your coaching style more college or more pro?
I think it's more college. I mean, just because everything's spread out, right? Everybody's running the spread, and I think it mirrors the college game, playing with more tempo, you know, playing faster. And so I think it mirrors the college game more than it does the NFL game.
Do you think, you know, 10 years from now you would prefer coaching a college program or an NFL one?
Or a high school?
Or high school.
You know, I don't know. I think there's a part of me that you like building a program. And, you know, I think the opportunity to recruit and what that looks like, maybe it's a little bit easier of a process to get in somewhere. And, I mean, you've seen it with Deion, right, of building a program. You can make a big jump at a college program if you have the right people and you do it the right way compared to the NFL. I mean, it's so – I mean, that the margin's so tight in the NFL. But there is a piece of the NFL that's, I mean, it's high-level X's and O's, and you guys know I love that piece of the game, and there's nothing like that, right? I think anybody that gets into coaching, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you want to do it, but the scheme piece and finding a way to help your players is at the top of that list. And so it's been a good experience for me. I've really enjoyed it. You know, being around these young kids, it's kind of reminded me of why I fell in love with the game of football. Doing it here in Texas is pretty awesome because these kids are talented for sure.
How much have you been able to follow it, and just what are your general thoughts on this Cowboys season so far?
Well, I've been able to follow quite a bit. You know, I mean, I find myself rooting for those guys. You know, I tell Dak and Zeke and Zach Martin and the crew, and you know, I'm the biggest fan. And I think, you know, when you're out of it the first year, it's a little bit harder. But you know, as you get in the second year, you become a little bit more of a fan of the game. I love the way they're playing. I think it's complimentary. I don't see any real weaknesses on the team. And I think they're playing the best football at the right time. They've gotten healthy, got a lot of weapons, setting up pretty nice.
More likely that you play again, broadcast again, or stay in coaching? Are you done playing for sure?
Yeah, that's not happening. That and the broadcasting is not happening. I think coaching's pretty clear. You know, process of elimination. You know, you get old, you got to move on from playing. You know, you suck in broadcasting, you got to move on from that.
Stop it.
Going to coach. But that's my true passion and what I love to do most. You know, I kind of for probably my last 5 or 6 years playing. You know, it would bother me when I was playing, but you know, people would say, hey, he's a coach on the field. He's a coach on the field. You know, I appreciate that. I know what they were getting at, but ultimately I'd say, you know, I'm actually a pretty good player too. You know, it's not all just smarts and pregame studying. So I love the coaching piece. I'm all in on it. And I have a great impact on these kids. It's been really cool.
He is the future Hall of Famer Jason Witten here on Sean and RJ. USAA is celebrating their 100th anniversary of serving the military community. Top three sports environment I've ever been in for Army, Navy.
Great.
We usually get Roger Staubach on, and this year Jason Witten teaming up with Brian Dawkins. What are you doing for this special event, Jason?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. USAA is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and with that, they're giving away 100 vehicles through the Recycled Rides program. So, obviously, we're going to go celebrate the game. It's a bucket list item for me. I'm excited to be out there and, you know, see the experience. And I think it's just pretty cool for any football fan, you know, to see these all the students on the field, the rivalry, the camaraderie. But then ultimately, at the end of that game, they leave as one family, you know, protecting our country and the commitment they've said. And I salute those guys. What true heroes. But I'm going to represent the Navy side, and obviously Brian's going to represent the Army side, and we're giving away a vehicle to a Purple Heart veteran, and pretty awesome to be able to honor those guys that way, and I'm just honored to be a part of it with USAA. So I'm just hoping, you know, no snowballs come at me from the Philly fans, and I can come in there and join the great night.
Man, it was good to have you on. It was good that our Vols got back to relevance this year. We appreciate it a lot, man.
Yeah, how about those Vols, RJ? They're doing pretty good, aren't they?
I can't beat it, man. It was a good year.
How many cigars did you smoke, Jason? Did you participate at home smoking the cigars after these wins?
I did not, but, you know, I did have three of them when I was in college, beating Alabama all three times.
That's
so
right.
See them do that again against Alabama.
Hey, brother, congrats on the success. We know you'll keep killing it. Come on anytime, and thank you for the time this morning. Good to hear you're doing well.
All right, you too, guys. Take care.
There he is, the future Hall of Famer, Jason Witten, on the Diamond Factory Hotline.
That was the long tradition. Beat Bama, you spark one up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.